This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey, everyone. This is Amy Leopold from Ameriprise Financial with your ABCs and 123s. Today, our topic is From Questions to Confidence, Your First Meeting with a Financial Advisor Explained. Many people choose to meet with a financial advisor during moments of change or reflection. Sometimes it's tied to an upcoming decision. Other times, it's simply about wanting a clearer understanding of the financial picture. As a financial advisor, I often tell clients they don't need to arrive with a plan or have everything figured out. The first meeting is meant to be a conversation, approachable, informative, and focused on what matters most to you. Here's what you can expect and how working together can help you move forward with clarity and confidence. Start with your story. Before we talk numbers, I want to understand what matters most to you. That means learning about your career, family, lifestyle, and any major transitions you're navigating, like saving for a child's education, planning for retirement, or supporting aging parents. These details are necessary to shape a financial strategy that reflects your values and priorities. Advisors do more than manage investments. We help you feel financially confident for both the expected and unexpected moments in life. Review your current financial picture. Next, we'll look at where you are today. I'll ask about your income, expenses, savings, investments, insurance coverage, and any outstanding debts. If you've brought statements or documents, great, but if not, that's okay. The goal of a first meeting is to understand not just your financial position, but how you feel about it. Your numbers might show you're on track, but your emotions may tell a different story, and that's just as important. We can walk through the basics together so you feel grounded from the start. You don't need to have a complex financial situation to work with an advisor. Whether you're starting your career, in your peak earning years, or already retired, we can create a plan tailored to your goals. Discuss your goals. Once we understand your current situation, we'll talk about where you want to go. I'll ask questions like, what does financial success look like to you? What are your short-term and long-term goals? Are there milestones you'd like to reach in the next 5, 10, or 20 years? Your goals might be concrete, like buying a home, or more abstract, like feeling less stressed about money. Either way, we'll define them together and start mapping out a path to achieve them. For couples, this conversation is especially valuable. An advisor can help align perspectives, surface any differences, and build a set of shared goals you both feel confident about. Building a collaborative, ongoing relationship. In a constantly changing world, life happens. Goals evolve, markets shift, and circumstances change. That's why financial planning works best as an ongoing process rather than a one-time conversation. Your first meeting marks the start of a regular check-in and thoughtful planning, helping your strategy stay aligned with your goals today and over time. This has been your ABCs and 123s with Amy Leopold from Ameriprise Financial.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at this same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.